The second mental tool you can use to deal with adversity is called crisis anticipation, and it refers to your ability to think. Your mind is the most powerful tool that you have with which to apprehend reality. Everything you feel and all your reactions are initially determined by how you think about any subject. If you change the quality of your thinking, you change the quality of your life. And it begins by applying your ability to think to your existing situation. Crisis anticipation is the exercise of looking down the road, 6 to 12 months, and making a list of everything that could go wrong in the areas that are important to you. It's similar to what Napoleon did in anticipation of an upcoming battle. If you're in business, make a list of all the problems that might arise that could threaten the survival of your business. If you're in sales, make a list of all the things that could happen that could dramatically decrease your sales volume. With regard to your family, or even when considering a family vacation, make a list of all the unexpected events that could occur that would derail your plans and goals. In one business, with 11 salespeople, the owner found that more than 60% of the sales were coming from 2 of the salespeople. If one of those people quit, or worse, went to work for a competitor, the company's sales volume would decline dramatically and its ability to survive might even be threatened. Once the owner was clear about this, he immediately began an intensive sales training program for all his people. Simultaneously, he began recruiting and looking for better salespeople while making arrangements to encourage his poor performers to go elsewhere. Within 6 months, no single salesperson accounted for more than 15% of the business. And when it happened that one of his previous top salespeople did decide to leave, the business was able to absorb the temporary drop in productivity and continue to grow. What are the likely crises that might occur in your life? What if interest rates doubled or your business dropped by 50%? What if your best-selling products stop selling or your best customers stop buying? In what areas are you overly dependent on someone or something else for your continuing success? And what steps could you take, starting today, to guard against a crisis should it occur? You will be amazed at how much more self-confidence you have when you feel that you have thought through the critical areas of your life and made plans in case something goes wrong.